Now, every week here on Weekend Brekkie, we like to take a look at the lighter side of things. We like to inject a little bit of fun and frivolity into the news cycle, talk about some of the good news from the week that was, make sure that we have something nice to talk about. I am this morning joined in studio by one of our wonderful producers, Jasmine. Jasmine, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
I think we have two really nice good news stories this week.
We do.
I like them.
And they're both related to science and technology.
STEM. Yay.
So the first one comes from Tokyo. So in preparation for the 2020 Olympics and Paralympics, Tokyo is actually installing a series of solar roads to boost their reputation as a progressively eco-friendly city.
Go Tokyo!
So basically these roads work by generating energy through a series of solar panels that are installed underneath the surface of the streets.
Okay.
And a special resin is used to cover the surface of the roads so that heavier vehicles can drive on them
and
without damaging the technology.
This is really cool.
It's very cool. I didn't even know that was possible.
No, me neither. So the roads, because I guess when you think about it, roads, because they're black most of the time, they generate so much heat.
For sure.
They attract so much sun. So this is smart.
Pretty
I like
exciting.
It.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And you're probably wondering how much it costs.
Mm.
The world's first solar paneled road was actually constructed in Normandy back in December 2016. And while the project was criticized for its high costs of construction, The Independent says that the Tokyo government's hoping to offset the costs of the initiative by building the roads on government-owned facilities such as car parks, where the amount of electricity generated by installing the system would justify the cost.
Okay. Sure, Tokyo, go for it. I mean, you're doing something cool. Make it happen. I like
yeah,
it.
So
you just make it. You just do you, Tokyo, and just make it happen.
Fingers crossed that it works out.
I love how Tokyo and Japan in general seem to have this really interesting way of being both this beautiful traditional country with gorgeous history and really deep-rooted kind of honouring of their past, but also so technologically advanced and so willing to jump to the forefront of technology.
For sure.
It's really cool. Go Tokyo. I've totally forgot the Olympics were going to be there in 2020 though. That's not far away, is it too?
It's not.
2020 is not far away.
Very close. And they also said that they hope that by installing the solar panels before the Olympic Games, that they'll actually help to popularize the technology. So they're not just doing it for themselves. They really want to be like setting a standard for
doing
the rest
good
of the world.
For the world. Okay, Tokyo, you're cool. You win a nice award for being good people this week. Now we've got something else, as we were saying, kind of technology-ish, kind of STEM-ish.
Yeah, basically, the opening line of an article published by Good News Network reads, "These strange buildings may look like something out of a sci-fi tale, but the future is now." And what it's referring to is this new community of 3D printed homes that's currently being built in the Netherlands. And it's likely to be remembered as the world's first group of habitable 3D printed houses.
The Dutch and the Japanese winning this week. Go the Netherlands. This
yeah.
is cool. I like it. All right. So they're sci-fi-ish, but 3D printed homes.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me
more.
If
you look at the little, like, 3D sketch,
yeah,
they're really idyllic. It's like, you know, you've got the
cute
forest in the background.
No.
And they do look very cool, like something out of, like, a sci-fi film.
Oh, this is so cool. All right, tell me more about it. I'm intrigued.
So 20 applicants have already expressed their interest in renting the homes,
yep,
and they'll be ready for the occupants next year.
Cool, okay.
And
I like it.
It's basically a part of this project milestone collaboration,
mm-hmm,
with the Eindhoven University of Technology.
Boom.
And several other partners. The first set of houses will only be one story tall.
Okay, fair enough.
But as the process develops, the designers believe that the concrete houses could be up to three stories, and they're looking to make them really fancy and personalized.
This is cool. And I guess because 3D printers can work around the clock, the building time is going to be quartered.
Yeah.
I'd assume. I don't know. They haven't done it yet.
But I mean, one of the spokespeople for the Eindhoven University has said 3D printing of concrete is a potential game changer in the building industry.
Yeah.
Besides the ability to construct almost any shape, it also enables architects to design very concrete structures.
Okay.
So that's cool. It's pretty exciting.
This is fun. I like this. I think back to like right now I'm thinking back to like Big Hero 6, which is an animated movie. I love animated movies. I get way too into them. And they're little nanobots that built buildings. And I'm like, this is the future. This is really interesting. And with, I know, population booms and you know, urban sprawl and all those sorts of things, we've got to get better at building homes. And we've got to get faster at building homes.
I think, yeah, the demand is so high.
And let's start introducing some recyclable and renewable resources in there. And then we got a good thing going. But of course the Dutch did it. The Dutch are, again, like the Japanese, really good at honouring culture and the past and honouring their history, but really, really cutting edge. The Dutch are like on the forefront of like aged care. They do incredible things in aged care. And because, see, I have a friend who's Dutch and she was saying something along the lines of the entire Netherlands is like a floodplain. It rains a lot and it can flood a lot. So they've developed like roads that absorb the water and take the water away from like roads, which is so good. It's the Dutch. And they've got those little pancakes that are delicious. Like that's all we need. We need 3D printed houses and poffages and then we are good to go. And they put sprinkles on their toast in the morning. Boom.
I think I'm moving.
Jasmine and I are packing our bags. We're moving to the Netherlands.
And printing ourselves
We're
going to
print ourselves a house. We're going to have some Dutch pancakes. It's going to be a good day. Jasmine, they are very good news stories. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries.